Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ball at,
what a better opinion to get than Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns here on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. Josh, great to be on with you guys this morning.
I'm surprised you didn't have another game to broadcast somewhere that you would have time at 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't you have another game somewhere sometime today?
Let me tell you, at 10 o'clock last night in Norman, Oklahoma, we wondered how much longer that thing was going to drag out. They had a, you know, because of all the tornadoes and the storms in Oklahoma on Saturday, they had a doubleheader yesterday. It started at 1. And then around 9:45, the first game was 3 hours and 40 minutes. You always got to love that. And then 45 minutes between the games. And then the second game was 12 to 10 after 7, and they stopped because of weather. And then we waited almost an hour, and then finally at 10 o'clock, the Big 12, I think, had told the University of Oklahoma, if you can't restart the game by 10 o'clock because it's the last game of a series and all this. And so they finally shut it down around 10 o'clock. So it was a long day's journey in the night.
Sounds like you need a pitch clock in college baseball.
Well, or a faster one.
Yeah.
Right? You
right.
know,
yeah.
It's 20 seconds now. Maybe it should be six, you know,
seconds.
Or something.
I'll tell you what, though, with the pitch clock in Major League Baseball, I don't know from the college perspective for you. I find myself binging more baseball today and going at the end of the night. I can't believe the night's over already. Like, it ends so fast. It's been great for baseball.
Well, and I'll tell you, as a guy who is, you know, who has connections with friends in Kansas City, and then also a lifelong, long-suffering Dodger fan, that means a lot of late-night viewing for me. So I'm with you on that. I'm you know, I'm one of those guys that watch a lot of baseball and enjoy it, even though sometimes it'll take me into the late hours of the night, early the next morning.
Right. Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. So tell us about Xavier Worthy. What made him the right first-round pick for the Chiefs?
Well, you know, you can start with what the old baseball coach Cliff Gustafson at Texas used to say. His favorite quote was, "Speed ain't never had a bad day." And I think that was the case with X. I mean, obviously he was very fast, and the combine time shows that. But more so than just the speed, fellas, I think when he arrived on campus, he demonstrated an ability to get open, to make big catches, to make big plays, and just kind of to be a game changer and a game breaker, and could do it in the biggest moments. None bigger, but certainly, than that game at Alabama last year. And that was a tough rated catch he made over the shoulder right over the top of the defense after flying past him. So I think that's part of it. He also really demonstrated, I thought, some resiliency in coming back. He'd had a broken hand in the second half of the 2022 season, and nobody really knew about it outside, obviously, the medical staff and the coaches. But, I mean, the general public didn't know. So he took a lot of heat. He took a lot of criticism because there were some drops in the second half of that season, and folks didn't know until later. And that's the way he wanted it, and that's the way the coaches wanted it. So he was taking the heat, but he didn't say anything about it and just went back to work, and then came back last year and was just tremendous with what he did. And you know, teaming on the opposite side from Adonai Mitchell, he and A.D. Mitchell were a 1-2 punch that just made it extremely difficult for defenses to lock down on. And so, and that's why I think he's a great fit for the Chiefs with the weapons and with what Patrick Mahomes has at his disposal. I think he makes a great addition to the Chiefs' attack.
The question about weight. He played at that weight in college. I always wonder, like, okay, put on a few more pounds and can make it work in the NFL. But weight's always kind of been a question, right?
Yeah, it really is. And I heard that there was one national pundit who wasn't real crazy about Xavier Worthy and his draft stock. He said, well, he's a track guy. He's a track guy. I'm like, anything wrong with the track guys? I mean, there's been some good ones over the years. So, and a lot of – you had a pretty good one there in Kansas City named Jamal Charles, who was a track guy. You know, just because you ran track doesn't mean you're not durable enough. And, that you know, he can take the punishment. And I do think he'll probably put on a little more weight without dropping that speed. I mean, the speed is going to be the big attractive quality, certainly, with the way he can extend defenses and stretch defenses. I think that's the biggest thing. But that doesn't mean that he can't be beef up maybe a little bit while retaining the lion's share of his speed. So I think they'll probably try to strike the right balance there.
Well, Craig, and this is going to date all three of us, obviously, when I use this analogy, but I think like the failures of Willie Gault and some of the other guys that the Raiders drafted over the years at the wide receiver positions that were burners that never amounted to anything, I think that has drastically, especially from a guy like a Mel Kiper, some of these other guys who've been around the league for a while, I think that's drastically hindered anybody that has speed. Everybody immediately thinks Willie Gault, they can't do anything else.
Yeah. That, like you said, it takes us all back several years. I think I remember what's the name of Ronaldo Nehemiah. Although he truly was a track guy, he was just giving it a shot, you know, at football. Xavier Worthy is a football player first and foremost, really, and really has been that way since he arrived on campus at Texas. So, while I understand the speculation about, a guy of that size and how much punishment and durability he has, I think fans in Kansas City will be surprised with just how tough this guy is.
And also very smart. I mean, he's an academic All-American. What's he like off the field?
He's great. He was, in our locker room show, he was always one of the ones we wanted to have on because he's very effervescent. And like you said, he's brilliant. He's highly intelligent. He's one of those fun guys to visit with.
All right. Tell us about Jared Wiley, too. You guys had him at UT before he went on to TCU. So what's this kid all about?
Well, he's a tough tight end. You know, he kind of got caught in a numbers game at Texas. I mean, you're looking at Jatavion Sanders, who got drafted by the Panthers, and it was just basically a numbers game for him. But I know Sark and the coaching staff always liked Jared, and he did a good job for TCU. He did. In fact, he had a couple of touchdown catches against Texas when they faced up. Good hands, big target, good blocker, all those things you like to get out of a tight end.
But I think the Travis Kelce comparisons, man, I think they're so unfair to this kid, right? Everybody going, oh, he's the new Travis Kelce. Like, you can't have those expectations for anybody going into the league.
Yeah, I might want to hold off on that car wash just a little bit. Just give it a little more time on that for Jared. I think he'll be good over time. I think Chiefs fans will like him.
Craig, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the trek back to Austin after that late night there in Norman, Oklahoma, and enjoy the final days of the Big 12, my friend.
You bet. I appreciate it. Great to be on with you guys.
Always good to talk to you, my man. Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
He may be the busiest man at show business.
You said that. No, he's always doing something,
I would hear Craig on Texas men's game, and then I would see him the next night at Allen Fieldhouse doing the women's game. Basketball. I'm like, how did you get here?
How did you?
And then he'd have another game somewhere else, and he does all the high school, a bunch of high school stuff.
All
down
the
in
high
Texas.
School stuff is incredible. And like, then he's got a midday show.
Have game. Craig's there.
And
he's
then
amazing.
Does a show daily too. Yeah. It's insane. So I was behind the scenes a little bit. I talked to him on Thursday after the draft, and I wanted to get him on Friday, right? Because obviously Xavier Worthy went. He goes, I'm driving from Austin to Norman. I'm not going to get into 1 a.m. and I'm like, nope, that's
another
fine.
Game.
That's cool. We're good with that. We'll just talk to you on Monday, if that works. And so we did. And obviously, it's a good perspective to hear about Xavier Worthy and some of those behind the scenes things. Like, I will take. I don't want to say I take umbrage with anything, but like, if you get hurt, why do these guys want to hide it so much? Because I understand the competition of the other team, but if you're Xavier Worthy, you got that busted up hand and everybody's giving you a rash of crap and dumping on you and saying you stink and you're no good, why not just say, yo, I broke my hand? Like, sometimes we hide injuries because we're so worried about, you know, the other team finding out that you're hurting your player in the eyes of his own fans.
If it messes with the narrative, I think it's best to get to change the narrative.
Right. Because we hear it all the time with players. That guy's been playing injured all year long. Well, then say something.
Yeah. Well, when it's to the level of it's a detrimental injury. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, players are injured a lot, right?
Right.
Are you hurt or are you injured? Mm-hmm. Well, when you're injured and you're playing, yeah. Well, get that out there sometimes. It changes the dynamic of how people feel about players. And you want that wrong narrative getting out there. I think it can be a dangerous thing.
Right.
Like, I think a couple years ago with Mecole Hardman.
Hardman.
Like, I think it would have benefited the Chiefs at, you know, as it was going down to go, do you understand what this dude's been going through to try to get back on the field?
Like, didn't they have to sew his, like, torso back on? Like, didn't Mecole Hardman have something like that where it's like the top half of his body fell off and they had to reattach it to the bottom part?
I don't think it was quite that extensive, but it kind of lingered on. Like,
are you sure?
Why isn't he playing? He's here. Why is he playing?
Top half of his body was over in a chair.
Yeah. Well, he had to go through this, and this, just try to get out there.
Right.
And then did give it a go. Those types of things, I think, yeah, let on how hurt they are. Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right to let people know, hey, man, this guy's banged up, this guy's injured, he's fighting through some things. Like, if they would have come out last year and said, hey, quite honestly, Kadarius Toney has a broken leg, but he's trying to play on it, you probably would have given the guy, more benefit of the doubt when you do something like that. So
doesn't work in baseball, though. Baseball's the absolute reverse, because you go, oh, his arm was tired, and go, boom!
Because
it got lit up. So, yeah. I mean, maybe it depends on the sport. I don't know, because we don't believe it in baseball.
Well, because everybody gets hurt in baseball for an 18-week period. That's the thing in baseball. There's no pain tolerance for a lot of these guys in baseball. I'm not saying every one of them.
But a guy gets lit up like three times, and you don't go, well, his arm's tired, and you go, yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
Actually, he's going to have his shoulder repaired, and we'll see him in 2027.
Yeah. Elbow contusion.
Yeah. Tired arm. Tired arm is my favorite.
Or the one I had, forearm tightness.
Forearm tightness,
arm
yes.
fatigue or oblique. Those are my three favorites.
Who's supposed to get forearm tightness? Will Smith?
No. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's just pitched real briefly.
Yeah.
Still really, really.
All right. We're losing by a lot. Will, you available?
Yeah. Yeah. So dome was actually uttered. Dome. We'll get to that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.